This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
So here's a crazy court case. A man accused of putting a finger in a woman's anus during consensual sex has just been found not guilty.
This was a court case?
This was a court case. Here's this dude's picture. His name is Scott. He was cleared of assault by a jury this week. The woman alleged that after they began having sex, he assaulted her while she was on top of him.
Well,
opening the trial, the prosecutor said she agreed to sexual intercourse with him. In doing that act, he then put his finger up her bottom. It was painful. She said stop. In a video recording of the woman's police interview, she claimed the defendant immediately denied putting his finger in her and denied even having sex with her, adding he was like trying to convince me nothing happened. She also claimed that he told her he had recently ended a long-term relationship and had been trying to convince her to have sex for hours, but she said she didn't want to, and she doesn't know why she got on top of him in the first place. During cross-examination, she said that she didn't orgasm during sex with the defendant, and they had only been having sex for about 5 minutes when this happened. The defendant said, but your mood suddenly changed. She said, yes, when he inserted his finger, and it hurt.
So she did not agree to have sex with him?
She did.
But she did.
She did agree. She was on top.
But she was like, but didn't expect any kind of backdoor stuff. So now guys can start, I guess it's a loss for guys who get their backdoor violated.
Yeah,
because by surprise,
if you're it's consensual sex with a woman and she shoves a finger up there, guys, nothing you can do about it.
Well, I think that's a crazy case. I don't understand
it
why.
Is.
We're going to court.
I'm going to tell everything. You know what I mean? Like this chick signed up to be like, yes, I wanted to have sex
with
him. He wasn't very good. I didn't have an orgasm. He put his finger there. That's wild.
They asked her, did you feel at any point that you had simply let yourself down and felt used? And she replied, no. They asked her if she had accused him of rape. And she said, I don't think so. I can't remember. When they revealed the verdict, the gallery cheered.
Yes! You butthole fingers!
Jesus.
I mean, I do think it's a part of some people's just sexual repertoire.
Yeah,
you know, they're just there. They're just going to do it to you.
She could have just jumped off of him.
Would've
not like she was on top.
Yeah.
Well, I think she did. I think it was over at that point. Like she was like, that's it. I'm done.
But that moment made her take him to court.
And I guess the question is, do you have to ask someone before you do that move?
Got to find out. They have an anal play clause.
That's what I mean. Do you have to somehow clear it? Like, to me, as a guy, if a girl was with me, she'd have to ask me and be like,
before you put your finger in her?
No, like, before she did it to me?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, if she just gave me a surprise one, I'm not taking her to court.
Yeah.
But I would be like, I'd be taken aback by
You'd jump off of her, too.
You know? Or maybe not. I don't know.
You might
maybe
be into
it'd
it.
Be great.
You might be into it.
Maybe it'd be great.
It could be the shock of your life.
Give it a couple seconds.
Swiggle it around a bit.
Give it a minute. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, because we've talked about it before where it's like, you know, when you're doing stuff, sexual stuff, that there's an element of like some of those guys ask every step, you know, can I touch your boob? Can I take your shirt off? Can I do this? Can I do that? And there are girls that are like, God, that just kills the mood. Just like, let whatever, you know.
I guess that is the one thing that you should probably ask.
That is the one thing, huh?
Yeah,
you're right. Most women don't want you to ask. They want you to just
do stuff.
But I guess that is.
The butthole's a special case.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have some kind of conversation about it, I think, before you.
Crazy part is, I guess she couldn't be clear about whether she said no or not, right? And so that's why. Otherwise, that's rape, and it would have been a one-sided case. If she said no, and he still put his finger up my butt, then it's rape,
right? I know, but at the same time, I feel like a finger going there, it might. There may not be a question to even have said no to. It's just going to happen, and then someone's like, "Aye." And then it's like, whoa, hey, I thought you'd be cool with that. You're not?
Loud screams.
You know? You know?
Jump off and run out of the
room. Weird court case.
Yeah.
Nonetheless.
Really weird.
All right, here's a question for you ladies, and it's probably not a finger in the backside, or maybe it is. But what makes a man great in bed? Women have confessed on Reddit about what they really believe makes a man great in bed. You think you can chime in on this? 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number. What makes a man great in bed? 1-855-954-6969. You can text us to 46969. Some of the ladies confessed what they want here. Take your time. Chuck, this one should go without saying, but sometimes, you know, we tend to get a little excited.
Yeah.
When the blood drains yonder. They say draw things out. Lots of kissing. Lots of foreplay. Explore each other's bodies. You might find something or somewhere new you can both enjoy.
Careful. Just ask for permission.
Yes.
While you're searching.
While you're on your travels.
Mm-hmm.
Do what she says is one of the tips women had here if guys want to be great in bed. Every woman is different. Only she knows exactly what it takes to get her there.
Can you imagine, like, a girl is asking you to do stuff and you're just like,
nope, I'm gonna slow it down.
I got it.
You don't think those guys exist?
I got
exist?
It from here. I don't know. I mean, maybe they do.
You know, their repertoire of stuff. I'm sure there's guys like that that wouldn't go off course.
I just, if a girl's telling you what to listen.
Yeah.
Listen.
Seems common sense. Be funny if she's like faster and you're like slow it down.
This is I what got you this want. From here.
Trust me, you want it just like this.
I got you. Someone said being interested.
Yeah, you want to be interested.
Yep, that's key.
That helps.
On both sides, but yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
10,000% foreplay, this woman says. And then Steve said, big dick.
Yeah, it's only us guys that keep saying that. Yeah,
big dong never came up in this online. Well, this one is probably another guy. Big old dick.
Yeah,
this is a dig old bick.
Yeah, dig old bick.
Confidence, a little dominance goes a long way. Let's go to Jess from Nashua, New Hampshire. What makes a man great in bed is the question.
If he can play on your mood, if he can see where you are comfortably. So, for instance, when me and my boyfriend are getting in, he doesn't really have to ask many questions. He's more or less confident in his next move. But, you know, we are very experimental. We're very inquisitive. So we like to try things, but we're not just going to be like, okay, so top 10 questions. Is this what you like? Is this what you're comfortable? You know, he'll just go for it. He'll play with it. And, you know, with the whole finger in the butt thing, why didn't the guy just play the field? Why didn't he just, like, go around the area
first?
You
say,
know, grab a tush. See what happens.
He should have probed a bit to see if there was any kind of anti.
Walk around the park before you sit on the bench.
That's a great.
Oh, Dave, that was awesome.
That's great.
That is a great way to put that. Yeah. You got to dance around it a little bit.
True, that's a
because think about if someone tried to dance around your park.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what I mean? What?
Park's closed! Park's closed!
Exactly! Park's out of business! Get out of here! You're so right, because you could see her face and she was like, yeah. Or she was like,
Yeah, I mean, come on. You can't just,
Yeah, but the cheeks are so much different than the actual layer. You know what I mean?
It's like the cheeks are like the outer lawn. You slowly work your way in.
Yeah, I was going to say, you stayed.
Cheeks are like the parking lot.
And then you just wait for the hand to move, you know, move it out of the way.
Yeah, because she's aware of where you're going, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's what I mean. Like, if you see the.
Oh, yeah, let your fingers do the walking.
Yeah.
Going to the butt.
But still, you should do that if that's your thing. Make sure
that's a great point.
You know,
just don't go right there.
No,
slowly work
give
your
someone
way there.
A chance to
this
think
one said,
about it.
When he puts pressure on my stink wrinkle.
Jesus.
Hell of a woman.
Don't call it a stink wrinkle.
No, they shouldn't.
You're so right. You're so right. There's nothing sexy about a stink wrinkle.
No.
Someone calling it. Don't call it a stink wrinkle.
Call it your stink wrinkle.
Don't call it a comeback.
Don't
call it a stink wrinkle. Listen, be confident, phenomenal kissing, oral skills, great rhythm, being able to keep pounding when necessary.
Good Jesus.
Paul. Good Jesus.
Good to Jesus.
Hi, Paul.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, man. Go ahead.
The big thing that I think a lot of guys don't realize is it's a team sport.
Like,
you know, it's not just, you know, a lot of guys just think that they just got to do what they got to do, and they don't realize that they're with a partner. It's a team sport. You know, you're doing it together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, sure. Like, pay attention. You know,
sure,
pay attention
something
to
out of it. A lot of guys don't. I think he's right.
I think a lot of guys can't. They can't even read a chick's emotions or anything like that. They're just bad.
They're just pounding out.
Yeah.
The question for the ladies right now is, what makes a man great in bed? Some people have chimed in online. We'll tell you some of the responses in a second. The toll-free number, though, if you want to call in, ladies, 1-855-954-6969. We know you've got opinions on this. What do you think makes a man great in bed? Or 46969 is the text. So this woman said, I just want to lay there.
Oh.
I just want to lay there.
Jeez.
Some dudes are fine with that, too.
I guess, if they can do whatever they like.
Well, if they just don't care, they're just getting there.
Right.
You know?
This woman said, move when you're on the bottom and make some noises. We went real quiet with that.
Because I think...
at first, I was like, I didn't hear if you said if it was a girl that was saying for the guy to move on the bottom.
I would assume.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Yeah.
And you're I was like...
Don't do that. No, don't recommend that.
That's probably a good one.
What was that, Beyonce?
I was taking some tips. Yeah, I heard this one sweet tip on the radio. Just... Make noise and move.
You're moving, you're like trying to get away. Oh, some of us guys.
Yep.
That is disturbing.
Oh, man. That's my challenge for guys tonight who are actually having sex.
Move and make noise on the bottom?
Make a crazy noise tonight.
Yep.
Make a crazy noise tonight. Out of nowhere, make an absolutely bizarre.
Hey,
yeah, like some bizarre noise, please.
There's Chuck the Freak sex challenge for you guys.
Yeah.
Girls, too. Girls can do it, too. You can play.
Yeah.
Let us know how it goes.
Game for everybody.
This woman said, don't try multitasking. No woman wants a guy who's ticking boxes on a checklist of sexual positions and save the freaky stuff for at least the second date.
Well, Jesus.
Yeah. Of course.
Don't take so long it becomes boring. Be more dominant and pay attention to body language. Be willing to explore. Don't talk too much. Just do.
It's like Yoda.
Yeah.
There is no try.
Mm. Don't talk.
Make me feel sexy. Put your hands on my curves. Mm. That, I just want to lay there text, must have been my girl, this guy said. Oh, sorry, man. Oh. Jamie from Boston. What makes a man great in bed?
Hey, I feel like the biggest mistake that guys make is that when a girl sounds like she's enjoying it, when you've found something that works, they feel so confident and they're like, oh yeah, I'm a god. And then you can just pound away and you immediately change. When you find something that works and it obviously is working, don't stop doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, I don't know why you would do that. If you're hitting the right buttons.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't move it around.
Yeah.
Oh God, what makes a man great in bed? Being a woman. Signed a resident lesbian.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Then she's right. She is onto something.
That is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to make me feel desired. Nothing worse than a guy that wants sex, but you get the sense he actually doesn't because he won't do foreplay. Making sex is like eating Chinese food. It ain't over till you both had your cookies.
You read that very monotone.
That's a quote from a movie, too.
Oh, is it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to be honest about what you like. When you're both fully comfortable with each other, it's so much better. Older ladies get a young guy that wants to learn. They do what they're told, and they like it. I met my husband 10 years ago. I was 18. He was 24. My view is a bit biased, but I think time and experimentation makes guys good. He also knows me very intimately.
I just think, your best bet is to be involved in something where you're both just willing to communicate 100% in the bedroom.
Yeah.
About stuff you want, your desires, all that stuff. It's all out on the table. Everything is shared. That's your real true hope to being.
No bashfulness.
Great.
No.
Yeah. Crystal, what do you think? Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I think that, as you said, communication is really, really important. But even more important than communication is empowerment. If both people are empowered, then they feel like they have the voice to ask for what they want and be vulnerable. Being vulnerable, being empowered, communicating. For men, it's usually moving slow and being in service, but not being in the type of service that is like, ooh, if I do this, she's going to like it. But in the type of service that I'm really here for this other person, and it's not about me making her moan. It's about me listening to what she wants.
Okay, Crystal, thank you.
I already don't want to bang that, bro.
That was a woman response right there.
Oh, come on. Come on. Poor Crystal.
It said something about empowering.
You guys are lost when she was talking.
I'm being in service of her, like, but what? Not.
I don't know. I just am going to pound it out.
Which is crazy because that's way like a girl's like, you just need to be in service of us, but not in service of us.
Take control.
You know, like in service of us, but yet not in service of us.
Be sensitive. But
and
rough.
You better figure that out as a guy or you're doomed.
Yeah.
It makes no goddamn sense. Be in service of us.
I want to feel safe and dangerous.
I want to feel safe and in danger. Like, that's a, like, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I want you to be strong and dominant, but also vulnerable.
Scared.
Yeah, that's the problem, right?
That's scared.
This woman said, dirty talk, kind of self-explanatory. Just don't press too far until you know where she's at. This woman said, please have fun with me. It's supposed to be a good time. We do get serious sometimes.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to. It's not
business time.
You can't. I don't know. It's like either jokey time or not, you know? Like, you want serious, Andy, do you?
Oh, oh, goodness.
Oh, my.
Look who's here today. Serious, man.
I don't know. I feel like anything good, like, I feel like where some of these are probably focusing on, like, your one-night stand type of scenarios, or maybe you banged a couple times with somebody. That's never going to be that great.
Right.
The stuff that's real great is like your slow build of like unfolding different things. That's what would be the best.
Learning with somebody.
And one more tip here. What makes a man great in bed? This woman says, you got to eat it like the Last Supper.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
My word, lame.
My God, you.
Let me get my bib.
Mary Magdalene.
Lobster time.
One of those bibs with a little catcher, a little lobster on it.
Wow, the Last Supper.
Well,
I want you to be mean but nice.
Rough but gentle.
Yeah. Telling you, man.
Loud but quiet.
It's tough being a guy sometimes.
Fast but slow.
Yep. Tough being a guy.
It sure is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, how do you feel about this? A 95-year-old grandma in Florida was arrested after police say she slapped her granddaughter in the face with her slipper before calling 911 to get her out of the house. Old Hattie Reynolds told police her granddaughter, Janine Williams, a 46-year-old woman, would not get out of bed. That she was tired of her staying in bed all day, soaking up all her air conditioning.
That is an old person complaint.
Oh, yeah.
You're stealing it all. Your fat body absorbs all the cool. I'm sweating my ass off over here, and you're in there. Chill as a dill.
So she hit her with a slipper?
According to Florida law, police officers have the ability to determine if an arrest is needed in an instance like this.
Yeah.
They say if your wife reported that you threatened to hit her, you'd be arrested because that's a domestic violence assault. They say they feel bad for the officers, but they did their job as they're required to do by law when they arrested this 95-year-old woman who slapped her granddaughter across the face with her slipper. She was released the next day on her own recognizance.
And I think the granddaughter didn't want her arrested, but they still had to do it.
They still have
that's
to
so
do it.
Bad. They had to do it. Yeah. So stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, slapping in the face with a slipper. Imagine what our parents could have got arrested for. Like, could the Breister, if you had called 911 on the Breister, you think there's moments?
Yep.
Yeah. No question. Like, a slap across the face with a slipper is nothing compared to some of the corporal punishment we had to deal with growing up.
Right.
My dad broke the ladder on my bunk beds trying to hit me.
Yes, yes. Destroyed a like wooden ladder.
Karate chopped right through a wooden ladder.
Yeah, after you.
Thank God that wooden ladder stopped his hand.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my dad didn't have to do anything.
That's my dad was more psychological,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it was all psychological.
I mean, I got it. I got it every once in a while, but it was mostly psychological.
Well, it was the one and only time that my dad came at me with such force. It was the first time I ever swore at him.
Oh, wow.
And that's I dove into the bottom bunk, and he came at me and karate chopped through the ladder and hurt himself so bad that there was hardly touched me.
Oh, yeah.
My mom screaming, "David! David!" I remember it vividly to this day.
Oh, yeah.
That's our wee David!
Yeah. Fine, can't relate to any of this because girls just don't get.
No.
No, like, you're lucky.
No. Yeah. My sister could do anything.
Yeah.
And then Bryce was just like, "Well, don't do it again, okay?" It was different. It was a different life.
I had totally buddies that got like the strap or the belt.
Oh, yeah.
I remember them telling tales like they were late or they screwed up and they'd get like it was just that's how their house worked.
The belt was a psychological weapon. The belt was never used on me.
No, I never
but
had
the
belt
was a. Well, I've been chased by it.
Mm-hmm.
It was used as a snapping motion.
Oh, my dad always did the snap.
Yeah, the snap, like, and I knew, like, just the power of the snap.
Like, he never had to, like, really use it. He just show it to me. Kind of like how, like, in medieval times, they'd be like, those are the gallows.
Yeah. You want to steal a loaf of bread?
You
want
to be carefree about everything. Those are waiting for you.
Yeah.
Some say this is why today's society is raising a bunch of a-holes. Lack of punishment. I don't really agree with beating your children, but there is something about having a fear of your parents that is useful, I think, in raising a child.
I also think, too, that a lot of, and I see it just through baseball and through whatever, there are parents that just let their kid get away with whatever they want. Like, there is no, you know, and even when they get punished, 5 seconds later, they're like, you know, they might get something taken away from them. And then in 10 minutes, they get it back. And I'm like, that's not long enough.
Someone said, I don't remember what I did, but my dad kicked me in the ass and I went airborne. Someone else said, my dad threw a pitchfork like an arrow right in my brother's ass cheeks.
Because
he told him to do something. He didn't listen. He started running.
Does Aquaman have like something like that?
Like a trident?
Yeah. Like,
my ass!
Yeah, you can't do that.
Wow. I worked at a drug testing facility. There was a grandma there on probation for a year for tugging her granddaughter's arm. The little girl ran to the neighbors and told them. The neighbors called the cops. The grandma blew a .03, so they put her on probation for tugging the girl's
excessive.
Arm. The neighbors, to stay out of it, neighbors. How about that?
Mm. What have the neighbors also seen, though?
The neighbors are just those bitches that get involved in everything.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. I got a belt across the face. Jesus.
I'm not a big fan of the belt.
No. Got my dad's wooden-soled work shoes on my ass.
I'll tell you what, too. My dad's belt seemingly was like as thick as one of those like barber leather straps they would sharpen. Like, I don't know why, but in my little kid brain, my dad's belt was like this wide. I don't know. And I mean, massive. I'm sure it's just because I was small, but it looked just like so imposing. Man, I was terrified of that thing.
No, that belt was never a real big threat for me. My dad would pick us up by the armpit. I knew my dad would give me I called it the Vulcan death grip.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Two fingers on
all
my
the
neck.
Time.
Yeah. Right? When I was getting out of control, especially if I was somewhere else, if it was someone's house, it would be like, okay, son.
Yeah.
You're going to calm down. I'm like, oh, God, oh, God. And it was so powerful.
My dad would do this knuckle on top of my head. He'd like just real quick, I'd be like, doo, 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 being stupid or whatever. And he'd just walk by you. Like just a coconut shot right on top of the head. And it was like, ah! Oh, yeah, man. I remember the old knuckle on top of the head.
Jeff had a comment here. Hi, Jeff. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Talking about this grandmother arrested simply for slapping her 46-year-old granddaughter with a slipper and wondering what our parents would have been arrested for. You had a comment.
Yeah, I just got a brand new hockey helmet when I was like probably 10 years old. And me and my buddies were playing downstairs. And my dad came down and got mad that I was wearing it. And he grabbed me by the face mask and just whipped me right into the wall.
At least you had a helmet on, right? You had some protection.
Yeah. Never did that again, though.
Yeah, no, that's good. A lot of moms, I guess. Someone said my mom was a wooden spoon ninja. Mm. And that comes up. I guess dads had the belt.
Yeah.
Mom's had the spoon.
Yeah, I think my mom got me with a spoon a couple times. But I do remember like the point where she like unloaded on me as hard as she could with a spoon on the butt. And I was like,
like it was nothing.
I was like, oh. You can't hurt me anymore.
You really got me good.
You know? And she was like, jeez.
This one said, my mom snapped a cutting board on my brother's ass.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus. My dad always talk about my grandma and his youth. He said she was crazy. He's like, she'd take a frying pan and just wing it at you.
I was like, really?
I think, yeah. Like
my grandma was so like.
She was so sweet to you,
sweet
probably.
To me,
yeah.
You know?
Our parents' parents.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it was a picnic for the Bryster growing up.
No, no.
You know?
Like my dad's dad.
Yeah.
They got punished. Yeah. Roland is with us next. Hi, Roland. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. Thanks. Talking about how we could have called the cops on our parents.
Well, I grew up in London in the 70s and 80s, and we were regularly beaten with things thrown at us.
Yep.
So the teachers, the teachers were allowed to beat you.
At school, by teachers, corporal punishment was legal. And there were things that would, rumors that would go around the playground, that things you could do to try and prevent the pain, like obviously putting a book down the back of your trousers to, if you were going to be caned, but with an actual cane. And or if you, sometimes you get a cane across the hand, you could put a hair on your hand and that would reduce the pain.
Wow, you knew all the corporal punishment tricks.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I can't imagine being, I mean, I know people that went to Catholic schools and stuff had the same kind of thing.
Oh, I got beaten.
They had a paddle
in
public schools.
Yeah, I got beaten a couple times.
Thanks, Roland. Thanks for calling in.
I never had it. They definitely had with holes in it.
Yeah, they had
it. By the time I was...
Can you imagine now if Stella came home and say she got like the paddle at school?
Yeah, see, like because I had been paddled, like I know the Bryster got his ass kicked in school. Like they kicked the crap out of the Bryster.
Was he like you? Was he a troublemaker?
Not in the same way as me. But yeah, just like a little bit of a delinquent, you know, where I was kind of like always trying to be funny. You know, and so he got beaten a lot. And so I think like when they had said to him, hey, we might beat your kid, he was like, you do whatever the hell you got to do to control that boy. So when I got like in fourth grade, when I got my ass kicked a couple times, they were all for it. You know,
my dad went to Catholic school. I think it was a bad experience. I don't know what they did, but he did not like it.
Well, I think it was like, for whatever reason, like the Brewster got beaten, but some other people at the Brewster's Catholic school got a lot of other things done to them.
Well,
oh my God.
I'm talking about like beat, like the nuns were pretty rough or whatever, I think.
Well, they would, he said they would just like, you wouldn't
smack
be.
Smack your hands.
Smack your hands with rulers.
Yeah.
My dad said they would get you along the chalkboard and put your head underneath the, like where the brushes and stuff would go. And then they'd smack you with a paddle. And then so like your natural reaction after you get hit is to pull up. And so you'd get your ass hit and then you'd smash the top of your head into that little.
Wow. Jesus, that's sick.
Yeah. Well, they were, you know, that's how you made sure people believed in God and stuff.
95-year-old grandmother in Florida arrested for slapping her granddaughter in the face with a slipper. Wondering what your parents would have gotten 911 called on them about. John from Garden City, you're up next.
Yeah, so as a kid, my uncle would, we would do some things that they didn't enjoy. So he would take his hand and put it around my head and just squeeze hard as he could. And it was called the helmet of pain.
Oh, yeah, helmet of pain.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Helmet of pain, man. No, I got it. I mean, it's amazing. Kids will come up with stuff, too. They're like,
not the helmet of pain.
Dad just gave me the helmet of pain, guys. It was...
I would say to my brother, I'd be like, I wish I could have helped you there when you were in his grip,
strapped in to the helmet of pain.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's some snowflakes listening right now that are horrified, but that's reality, right? That's how it was. Someone said my brother put a plate in his pants to kind of stop the beating. My dad went to spank him and broke the plate, so we got a little more after that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My grandpa once chased me and my sister around our subdivision with a crowbar because we ate his last pickle. With a crowbar!
You don't eat your dad's last of anything.
Oh, that was one thing that got my dad his food. Like, he'd hide food in the fridge.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd get a, Ardamon! Where's the Dairy Lee cheese spread?
You just start running.
I know, yeah.
You start running.
Oh, no, you didn't!
Yeah.
I can't imagine your dad being like that.
No, I know.
Like, I couldn't.
Kind of, I can, but.
I'm telling you.
So nice.
Well, he's always so nice. Yeah. He's like older and nicer.
No, but that's the thing. Like, if you met my dad now, nicest man, like, ever. No one knows what he was capable of in his life anymore. He's so carefree now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, but if I would have ever, like, went into the fridge on a Tuesday when I knew that was his day off. When he was going to sit down and eat his French onion dip with his chips. And if I would have eaten all of his chips, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he would have been like, oh, the French onion dip. And opened it up and then they say, where's the chips? Where's my big giant bag of chips?
Oh, Charlie ate them.
I'd be dead.
Yeah.
You didn't touch the Brewster's chips.
No, this was like stuff that was brought over from Ireland, right?
Oh,
it was like,
yeah.
Special
like gold
stuff.
To him. Oh, yeah, yes, of course. Brewster, a bag of chips was like gold to Brewster.
A few more calls here.
It was a tough life.
Tim from Westland, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing okay. What's your comment?
So when I was 10, my dad was very strict about saying yes all the time to parents, and my mom especially, don't ever say no to mom. So I told her no for the first time when I was 10, and he grabbed me by my collar, lifted me up, threw me through the wall of the living room,
Jesus,
and I landed in my bedroom, and he stuck his head through the hole and said, now stay there, and then proceeded to move a bookshelf on the other side over the hole so you couldn't see it from
oh
the living
God.
Room.
He threw you through a wall like the Hulk.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Just straight through, landed on my floor, covered in drywall.
Holy hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never got thrown through a wall.
I never got thrown through a wall, thank God.
No.
Jesus.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's forceful.
Yeah.
And very thin walls, hopefully. Hopefully the walls were very thin. Kevin.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's your comment?
When I was about 11 years old, my younger brother decided it'd be a great idea to paint my dad's car inside the garage.
Oh, God.
And I had a bird's eye view of this looking out the back window. Mm. And if you could picture this, my brother comes running out of the garage and he's doing circles of the backyard. And my dad is chasing him stride for stride in the circle. slowly you see my dad realize that, oh, I could just cut through the circle. And as he's cutting through the circle, because there's nothing between them, he punts my brother across the yard. And my brother's in that, feet going forward, arms going forward, flying through the air, and lands on the grass, and then runs inside the house just bawling.
Did you say he painted your dad's car?
Yeah, he had that touch-up paint, and he started doing touch-ups on my dad's car.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wow. Imagine that.
Child touch-ups.
That's a funny thing to witness, like they're running around, then the boot.
Oh.
And one more call before we move on here. Justin's calling us from Brockton, Massachusetts. Hey, Justin, how are you?
All right, Lisa Bidet. Lisa
Bidet. That's a good one.
What's your comment?
So I was in eighth grade and I got my first F on my report card. And, you know, when you get in trouble, you can always hear when the person pulls up in the driveway. So I heard my... Oh. I think it's safest place, but the safest place is in the shower. So I'm in the shower just standing there, not doing anything, just standing there listening. I hear silence. So I figure I'm safe, turn off the water, open the shower curtain, boom, punched in the face.
Oh, wow.
Picked up, choke slam. I'm still naked. Choke slam.
Yeah, yeah.
Throws me across the room into my bedroom, rips my cable out of the wall, throws the TV off the back porch, takes the double thick cable wires, whips me like Amistad while I'm naked and soaking wet. And to top it all off, he was a police officer.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Man.
Well, you should have stopped resisting. Stop resisting.
Like a scene from Saul.
Nothing like an 80s baby, right?
Yeah.
80s it was a baby. Different time, dude. Different time.
80s babies, man. It was different.
Thanks for calling in, Justin. Have a good day.
Thanks, guys.
See ya. Oh, you got an F?
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
That was rough. And one more thing here. My Italian mom was like an Olympic fencer with a flip-flop. Different time. Now, though, you call the cops.
Yeah.
They get arrested.
They get arrested. Yep.
It is a totally different world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I remember a time when we talked about people using their phone in the toilet, and we were disgusted by it.
Yeah.
Well, I think, Chuck, you always were a proponent of it.
Well, because I knew the times were a-changing.
Did Bob Dylan play it?
Yeah, bad? That's what it was. And the times, they are a-changing.
Yep. Yeah, we thought, oh, gross, how could you do that?
And now everyone does it.
Now it's, like, so common.
I think everyone always did it.
They just didn't want to admit to it.
They did it. Was just afraid.
Come on.
Yeah. Afraid of the truth.
You know,
like,
I never touched poop in my phone.
What kind of sick bastard would do such...
Yeah.
Now, I guess people are being more honest. 69% of people say they check their phone when they're using the toilet all the time, on a daily basis.
I would be bored now out of my mind.
I know.
On what a toilet without a phone.
We can't even poop.
We can't.
We can't even poop without a distraction now.
I can't remember what I did.
You would sit there. And actually, what you would do is just wrap it up and get out.
Concentrate on your...
You would just do it and then leave. There's a lot of extra time.
Well, there was magazines back in the day,
yeah.
Right?
I would always read something. You're right.
That would be gross.
Yeah,
that's
that
would be
disgusting.
All
because other people would also grab them. Like, at least this is just mine.
Yeah, no one else.
I don't hand it off to it you, down. And right. I'm like, hey, Lise, take my phone. Go poop.
Right.
You know, but when those magazines are in there, everybody flipped through them.
They left them in there?
People have
magazine
a little
racks
stack
in
of magazine in their bathroom.
Yeah.
They say that 22% of us now also check our phones in the shower.
I don't do that.
We just can't get away from it.
No.
I saw a device. We posted it on our Instagram a little while ago, but it's like it sticks on the shower and it keeps your phone dry while you're in there so you can still use it.
Yeah.
In the bathtub. So, you know, not the shower is not on, but you're in the bath, but I'm outside the tub, like leaning and with the phone.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, okay, put it down. Enjoy your bath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy your bath.
Enjoy your bath.
Relax. Get away from your device.
But I'm surprised I haven't dropped it in the bath.
I was going to say, and I mean, I guess the newer they get, you can even drop them in the bathtub. You can take them in there with you.
That's fine.
You know, and it's fine.
All right. Well, while we're in the bathroom, let's get to this now, because I know Chuck really wants to know where
his poop. I really want to know, because I want to know not to accidentally press this on someone.
I also know that
on someone.
Lisa
doesn't want to accidentally press Chuck's
button. Listen, as long as it's not too dirty of a place, I'm going to try and hit Lisa's poop button.
Okay, relax.
Yep. It's on your shoulders.
She shouldn't
have said that astronaut stuff.
We all know that constipation is unpleasant.
Ooh, the worst.
Right? There's some factors that come into play. As Lisa mentions, lack of fiber is one of them.
Jeez.
Not getting enough fluids is one of them. Changes in your diet, stress, anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Long list of things that can cause you to be constipated. There's a few things you could do, but there's also your poop button.
I need this.
It's a thing. The answer to constipation relief lies with you.
Is it on my taint?
A little help from some acupressure. What you do is you press a little spot. Where do you think the spot is?
Is it on your hand?
Nope. Lower.
Belly button.
You got it, Lise.
Is it really?
Right under your belly button.
Oh man, well, I got a lot of extra there. Mine's deep.
Yeah, I got a lot of extra.
It's supposed to make you poop?
That will let the good times roll, they say.
Oh, that's what I hold to try to stop from pooping.
Oh, really?
Maybe
really?
That's your belly button, huh?
I'll grab right here. I'm like,
I don't have
my belly button.
Do you guys like it? Your belly buttons mess with?
No. Becca does that. And I'm like, get out of there. You're gross.
No, I don't like it. Don't touch my belly button. I feel very sensitive.
Yeah.
So now women will stay away from your belly button.
Yeah.
They don't
totally
want to
honest,
your poop
I
button.
Have a very negative reaction to any kind of attempt at my belly button.
Me too.
Yeah.
So I always said it was always attached to my... I felt like it was attached to my nuts.
Yeah, I feel like it's attached to my wiener.
But it's your poop button.
I press really hard into my wiener, like the base of my...
Wait a second.
Why are you doing that?
Oh, so when you press into your belly button, you feel it in the base of your Johnson?
Yeah, there's like a tingle at the base
of my
Johnson.
I feel it less... lower. I feel it more in the balls, now I'm wondering if what I'm really feeling...
Is your poop button...
Don't test it. Right
not
now.
Here. Not no. here. Not here.
Chuck.
Not here.
Don't.
Oh, Chuck, don't. Stop. Okay, so they say don't push on the spot if you have long fingernails.
I won't.
But you can use the eraser on the end of a pencil if you need to.
How far do I have to jab this
thing? Use firm pressure, but not super hard.
Mm.
If it causes pain, back off. Also, focus on your breathing while you do it.
Hmm. So it's just supposed to relax you down there.
Wow.
It is.
There's only been one time in my life where I've been truly constipated for like 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, me too.
It was scary, man.
Yeah, and it was terrible.
It was scary.
They say for most people it works in as little as 5 or 10 seconds.
Whoa.
But if it's a severe case, they say continue applying pressure for 1 to 3 minutes, but don't hold it for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah. Becca thinks it's hilarious to...
To get your belly button?
Yeah, because my reaction
to it.
Yeah, because I'm like, I know what's in there.
You're like,
belly button.
Stop! Stop! Don't! That's my... Squid!
You're super sensitive to belly button.
Yeah, I do.
I'm the same way. No one's allowed to touch it.
I do.
No one's allowed to touch it.
I'm going to get your belly button.
No! Stop!
Like you're going to play with my balls after that. They're attached. That's a
very manly thing, I'll say.
No,
that.
It's not, I'm like,
no, to me it hurts. To me it's
no. It's an aggressive reaction.
No. Like,
so Andy's reaction is
mine objective.
Stop.
I'm more like,
see, I would listen to that reaction.
Stop it.
Andy's, I wouldn't listen to. Yeah. I would still go. I think that was
funny.
I think
it spawns them on.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah, you're just not handling it the right way. It has to be, no!
I said that to her today. Every time. My belly button's on.
Let's practice, Andy. She goes in for the belly button.
No!
That's still not good enough.
Good enough.
Listen, listen again. Enough. Listen again.
No!
Andy?
Uh-uh.
No, that's not it. She's at your belly button.
Stop!
You say...
Quit there.
No.
Damn it.
No.
I'm not getting it.
No. He likes to be touched.
He's still going
to
go for
He's
it.
He's going to get it.
Oh, no. Yeah.
This guy said, you guys, I swear, I just pressed where you're talking about under my belly button, and I instantly had to fart.
Oh, boy.
Thank God that didn't just happen in here.
Damn, Chuck, yeah, I like to tell
I pushed
you
on it for quite some time.
I pressed on mine, and I defecated inside my office.
Oh, boy.
How many people are pressing on their belly buttons
a lot of
right
people.
Now?
I know it's connected
so
to something
it's not,
weird in
it's
there.
It's below your belly
right
button,
below your belly
right?
button. Yeah, oh. Right below it, just to be clear.
Well, that hurts.
Yeah,
I got
so don't push meat. In on your belly button. That's a bad...
I got too much meat.
That's why I got a lot of extra blocking it.
Like
yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
You got to, like, get it up and...
Yeah.
Get after it.
Yeah.
Like do women system. Have the same thing?
Absolutely, they do.
Yeah.
This is a woman.
Elise.
This is a woman who wrote it.
Hmm.
Really? And she said hers works like she goes within a minute or two after it.
Do it, Elise. Wow. Do it.
No,
do
just stop
mine
it.
Doesn't have any. It just feels like I'm poking my stomach. Doesn't even feel it like anything.
Yeah, mine's. I got a lot of weirdness with my belly button. It's connected to my dick, I think.
No, I guarantee they're connected. They're connected. Mine is straight up rigged right to my balls.
Yeah, I don't know who wired this thing together, but
and if you were to poke it hard like that, I would feel it like someone kicked me right in the nuts.
So actually, to be completely clear, it's two fingers width below your belly button.
Ooh.
So find your belly button.
So it's not even in the belly.
No, it's not in the belly button.
So
I want to make sure everyone's clear. Take your belly button, go two finger widths under it, and right below that's where you apply.
I
feel something.
That's a dangerous spot right there.
Highway to the danger zone.
Yeah. Oh, you can.
I felt like a.
Like
ooh, a. You have to go?
Like, not that I got to go, but I. Oh.
Well, yeah. You gotta go.
Oh, no.
That's bad.
What?
Dave's got to go take a deuce now.
No, I just.
Dave's going to go poop. I'd be way more freaking out.
Ooh.
If Lisa was like, oh geez, no, my God, guys, it's working. Like, at least she's like, I just feel pressure on my belly.
I think my poop button works.
Yeah.
It's obviously it's something.
Discerning what right under my belly button is all it's all out
it all
of whack
depends
I
on
got
your
this
body
gut.
Yeah, it all depends on your body.
Oh, like, I feel like if I kept pushing for just a little longer, I definitely have to poop.
Do it.
Yeah.
No.
I feel the same way.
Really?
Do you, James?
I feel like I'm going to have to get up and go before we go to break again.
Oh, great.
Sorry, Lisa.
Everyone's got to go to the bathroom now, except me. I don't have to go.
This Lisa's got to not go.
Like, I definitely feel like there's at least some farts building up now.
This guy said I'm on the freeway right now. I just did it. I have to poop.
Uh-oh.
Great. Now we need that app for everyone to guide them to bathrooms.
The crap app.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called again?
I don't remember.
No,
toilet.
It's not, let's not promote
it. I've got it.
We're not a part of.
Yeah.
True.
Flush.
I don't even know where this is. So much.
Yeah, it is. It's different. It's a different sensation. I definitely felt like I should not apply any more pressure at the moment.
It's got a connection to the urethra, somebody said.
Yeah.
It's called the Conception 6 vessel.
Conception 6.
So is that like an is that an acupuncture point?
But they say it's useful for a lot of things, not just to help you poop. It helps with digestive, reproductive, menstrual, or urogenital issues as well.
I have urogenitals.
You have urogenital issues?
I do, yeah.
You have urogenitals?
Yeah, they're European.
You have European genitals?
Some guys. Yeah. Some guy says, guys, I figured this out years ago. It is totally real. Wow, that is so odd. Yeah. I never thought it would work.
I don't want to know all the mysteries that the belly button holds.
But
it's
why
weird,
haven't we been doing this for decades then?
Well, yeah, you think. I guess
it's not part of our
culture. Yeah. Acupuncture's not part of our culture. You know, maybe in Japan they don't even have a problem with this because they're doing this kind of stuff.
Just pressed it and pissed my pants in my car. Sorry, sir.
Jesus, man.
Oh, he just pants.
Got some bad plumbing there.
Oh no.
Tinkle.
Tinkle, tinkle.
Well, you know what's crazy is if, like, because I know I've peed a couple times already today, so I'm good. But if you were full, like a full bladder, Dave, and you hit that little button, you felt something.
Oh, I absolutely did.
Craig.
So, how are you doing? How are you doing today?
Good.
Okay, man.
So, I was at a concert recently and jumped into a mosh pit and took an elbow to the poop button.
Ooh.
I dropped to the ground instantly, very nearly crapped myself, and had to penguin walk to the nearest bathroom and wait in line for 5 minutes.
So when you took an elbow to the poop button, you almost crapped yourself at the concert.
I almost crapped myself. It was not a good day.
Wow, that is, you guys.
There might be something to it.
This guy said, I'm driving down the road. I just did this. I swear to God, I have to grow a tail. Oh, he's prairie dogging it. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Anthony. Hi,
hello?
Anthony. Yeah, go ahead, man.
How's she going, eh? So this guy I work with at a restaurant, he used to have one of his balls go up into his stomach or I don't know what. Very
just
weird.
Disappear on him?
I'm like, that's just, yeah. I'm like, that does not sound right. And he used to be like, well, I just got to push the button. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, I just push right here and it goes back down. I'm like, that does not sound healthy.
The button.
No, the button. Yep. Oh, you guys, we have created a crapload of accidents.
No.
Someone sharded themselves.
No.
This guy can't stop burping.
Oh, my God. What have we done? Oh,
there's been a bunch of sharts.
Oh, no.
That dude who pissed himself.
You can tell if you we've been watching too many local news stories because they've just had crap load of accidents.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Totally unintentional.
Oh, no. There's so many. There's another shart.
Shart. There's a bunch of sharts.
Oh, sorry, guys.
What have we done?
They talked about this on the doctor show that we love.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
They had shown. I'm surprised we've never heard of this before. It's the first time I've ever heard of a poop button.
Yeah, that's a. You'd think we'd be on the forefront of it.
Absolutely.
And look what we've done to the highways around here.
Everyone's crapping their drawers.
That guy was funny. Something else happened to him.
They say, I was in the military about 10 years ago. They taught us this move as a hand-to-hand combat technique. You apply 8 pounds of pressure to someone's area there, and it'll collapse, forcing any poop or piss right out of them.
Wow. Yeah, my dad knows about all those pressure points.
Well, what a dangerous game we were all just playing
here. I know! We just played Russian roulette on the air with our buttholes!
And I didn't press very hard, and thank God, because if I would have given it hell, do you imagine one of us did this and just lost it?
My fat gut is preventing, because I'm waiting until after the show.
There's
some stuff going
You're lucky,
on,
probably. You had a little...
I really danced with the devil there.
Yeah.
One more call here. Alyssa. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you guys?
We're doing okay, thanks. What's your comment?
Right, no problem. My boyfriend listens to you guys all the time. So I'm actually a daycare teacher, and they actually teach us this in the first aid for when kids are constipated. You take their feet and apply the pressure to their stomach to help them go to the bathroom. Mm.
Yeah, so poop button's a thing then.
Yeah, so it's not like an uncommon thing. They teach you that to do that to children. So.
All right, Alyssa.
Wow, I've never heard of it. Thank you. I never heard that in my life.
No.
You sons of bitches, I tried this. I dribbled out some piss and can't stop farting. My entire work van stinks now.
And someone is wondering, because they have a little bit of extra, it's not working for them.
Yeah, no,
that
same thing.
That might be it. You know, we can't. You've got to get at your actual abs.
Just stab me with a screwdriver. You wouldn't reach it.
Oh, there's many people just
protection
on the brink of a poop catastrophe right now. Either they had to pee or they got to poop. So there you go. Two fingers below your belly button, push in, and it makes you poop. So just don't do it if you can't go to a bathroom right now, because it'll be big trouble. Big trouble.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.